Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzu G, just making a video about Kenneth is paying for my sex change operation. Well, let's go. Yes, this gene comes from Redux. Yes, this fucking thing gives you nothing but acid reflux, right? It goes, Canadian non-binary diaper fetishist, ooh, wins case to have taxpayers fund experimental surgery that would leave him with a penis and vagina. Ooh, the best of both worlds. But aren't you misgendering him? Because you said him? Maybe then it's, I don't know, it's non-binary, so I don't even know what's the deal with that. But, you know, it's funny, right? Or is it just me? It's funny that over there in Canada, they have free healthcare. But, you know, what they do is that they give you, for a headache, they'll give you death. Oh, yes, that MAID program. Nothing good comes out of that, but yet they're paying for this guy's sex change operation. Awesome sauce, right? But anyways, a 34-year-old Canadian man who identifies as non-binary has won his case to have taxpayers fund an experimental surgery that will leave his penis intact while placing a constructed neo vagina in the space between his penis and anus. Woohoo, anus. Time to play with the butt, right? The surgery is currently only available in Texas and could cost Canadian taxpayers upwards of $70,000. Wow! Yeah, $70,000 for you to get a vagina and a penis combo. But yet, over there in Canada, you want to get something that's mundane, and they want to give you suicide. But yes, what a crazy world we live in, right? Thank you, Justin Trudeau. Good thing I'm not Canadian. Ha ha ha. Sucks for the Canadians, though. Boo. Acid reflux first reported on the bizarre legal fight in April of 2024 after the man known as KS. Okay, KC sucks cock, I guess? I don't know. Won his first challenge against the Ontario Health Insurance Plan at the Ontario Divisional Court. Ooh, nice. Oh, it's good, this tree-hugging hippie bullshit, right? Yes, the only ones that are paying are the taxpayers, so who cares, right? After KS wins the divisional court last April, he took to social media to anonymously celebrate the ruling. But his Reddit account, I'm not surprised it's on Reddit, was quickly uncovered and linked back to him. Yay, look at this guy's freaking win, victory, whatever, right? His digital footprint, you mean more like a cum stain, right? Including making sexually explicit posts on a Reddit board for bi-genital persons. So you mean fucking a hermaphrodite? Right? Yes? No? Maybe so? In the online post, he claimed to be a disability advocate and that he suffered from bipolar disorder. So that's why he wants bi-genitals? He just wants to be bi of everything? Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Not. As previously detailed by Redux Reflux, KS also claimed to identify as a transgender baby. Ooh, little chitlins, right? A little who is attracted to diapers. Ooh, yes, that's fun. And as someone who is obsessed with urinary and bile incontinence. Ooh, do you know what incontinence means? It means you can't control your bladder or butthole, so you poop and pee on yourself. Yay! Isn't learning words fun? So this goo baby claimed that his bedroom was designed to look like the bedroom of an 8-year-old girl's. Oh, so you're suffering from what Michael Jackson had, right? Oh, Jesus, what's up with these people trying to be little girls in pigtails? So you want to look like little Debbie? Oh, that's some nice things. Go get your zebra cakes. Fuck this shit. Several of his online posts were of an ABDL community. ABDL is an acronym for Adult Baby Diaper Lover. Nice. A fetish which involves participants becoming sexually aroused while acting like children or babies. Oh yes, very fun times indeed, right? Yeah, let's read the little post down here. It says, kind of just wondering if this is a forever thing, or if, like, once I get my gender issues sorted, maybe there might be more because it's so clouded by gender complication. Maybe, who knows? It's in your brain anyways. How was it for you guys / gals? I just always was an AB little, and then I always was trans, but I totally always wondered if being trans was a factor into the asexualism of diapers for me. Probably, I don't know, man. Your brain is fucked in every which way of Sunday, but I'm just saying. Like, maybe I'd be attracted to people later or something. I don't know, it's probably something. I'm going to be very seriously working to resolve the gender side in the very near future. COVID gives you a lot of time to think, and I think thinking is probably your problem. Okay, alright, thankies, and a heart emoji. I say, niet, never! KS had also posted content on Reddit about experiencing suicidal ideation related to childhood abuse and inadequate mental health supports. He appears to have deleted his account after reflux exposé. Yes, they found out about you degeneracy, so all you gotta do is point and laugh. Just saying. Following the 2024 ruling in KS favor, OHIP appealed the decision but has now lost their second effort to refuse his request. I hope you do refuse this guy, because 70K is a lot of money. The Ontario Court of Appeals has unanimously upheld the lower court's ruling that granted KS the right to a government-funded penile sparing vaginoplasty. Oh yes, they're gonna try to spare the rod, right? Oh, then they're gonna cut between his legs, so that's gonna be fun, right? Ah, Canada, Canada, so beautiful. The three judges also awarded him $23,250, I guess bison bucks, in cost. Oh man, this guy's gonna get a new sex change dealy, and he got cash too for whatever, I guess. Hey, good going, Canada. I love you. No way. The province of Ontario has the right to appeal the latest decision to the Supreme Court of Canada on or before June 23 of 2025. Oh yes, you think Canada's gonna actually let this thing fly? Yeah, this guy's gonna go get his sex change, because that's how Canada is. It's so progressive. Yes, democracy is our strength. Oh fuck, no it's not. The man's lawyer provided a statement to Canadian media after his win, which read, KS is pleased with the Court of Appeals decision, which is now the third unanimous ruling confirming that her gender-affirming surgery is covered under Ontario's Health Insurance Act and its regulation. Oh yes, they want to give people sex changes, because that serves what purpose? The mental health, I guess, whatever. KS was assigned by Eagle Canada, a self-described 2SLGBTQI, up, down, left, right, whatever, cock-sucking, chingy-dingy, whatever, charity, and the Canadian Civil Liberties Association. Both groups appeared as interventors on his behalf. But then they call him her over there in the, I don't know, whatever. Because the province of Ontario incorporated standards of the wildly disgraced World Professional Association of Transgender Health, the WPATH, damn, that's a mouthful, into their own policies. Ooh. Judges from both our divisional and appeal courts have referred the radical WPATH standards in their decisions. Okay, that sounds like a fun times, right? WPATH endorses radical surgeries up to and including castration. Ooh, that's so fun. And lists eunuch as a gender identity. What the fuck? Yes, cut your balls off. You become neutered, man. They can't hurt you because you got no balls. Yay! vaginoplasty sought by KS comfortably fits within the X contemplation of insured services. If you don't know what a vaginoplasty is, that's what the new pussoir is called. Yes, they're going to cut a hole between your legs and that's where your pussy's going to be. Fun times, right? No, not at all, but people still do it. That's why the suicide rate on these people are like around, what, 75%? Last time I checked. But, you know, what do I know? I'm stupid. It is a specifically listed service in the schedule of benefits that has been recommended by Dr. Drews and Ms. Sella. Healthcare providers are appropriately trained in accordance to WPATH standards as contemplated by the schedule of benefits, and KS meets the requirements for prior authorization. Therein set out, read the Ontario Court of Appeals ruling. Oh yeah, so you wanna do all this stuff just to give him money just because he identifies as something else, right? Yes, and this is a condoned why? Because of feelings? Oh, Canada, you're so stupid. But this mentality is everywhere. It's a disease. Oh, and guess what? The West is infected with it. And what the hell are we gonna do? Nothing but suffer, right? Until everything breaks. Then we can start implementing our plans, right? Everything for Project Mayhem, right? Yeah, fellas, concentrate on yourselves, level up, make some more money, work out, lose some weight. Yeah, go do a hobby, go build something. There's anything way better than trying to get yourself a new vagina and your penis over that. Yes, there's better things to do with your time than do some nonsense. Just saying. So just be the best person you can be and move forward. You take care of yourself, okay? Goodbye. Yeah, fuck this pudgy.
कुछ होने